Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the AP RALO ICANN 57 activities call held on Friday, 9th September 2016 at 0400 UTC. On the call today, we have Satish Babu, Cheryl Langdonor, Maureen Hilliard, and Holly Rage. We haven't received any apologies for today's call, and from staff we have Sylvia Vivanco, Gisela Gruber, Siranush Vardanyan, Adam Peek, Calvin, and myself, Yeshim Nazar. Finally, I would like to remind everyone to state their names before speaking for the transcript purposes. And over to you, Satish. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and let's get started. So this call is to look at the most recent status of the ICANN 57 Hyderabad events. And on the agenda, we have here as the first item, the review of the action items of the last call, which was on 25th of August. Gisela, can you update us with your action items?
Yes, thank you, Satish. This is Gisela speaking. Just bear with me for a second. I sent the update by email yesterday. So with regards to the timing of the showcase, that remains 18:30-20:00 on Sunday, the 6th of November. The gala, that was just a note made, which is still for Saturday, the 5th of November, which has been confirmed. The details will follow later. Gisela to send the draft budget to the organizing committee. I have sent the budget through probably about 5-6 hours ago, which is only the catering budget, which we will then complete as and when we work on the handouts as well as the entertainment. Whether Gisela Gruber to confirm whether ICANN meetings team work with any local events company, I haven't had confirmation yet from them whether they are working with an events company, and I'm just double-checking my emails now to see if I have had anything overnight. And then my last action item was just to send out the doodle, which was completed. Thank you.
Thank you, Gisela. Are there any comments or questions on these?
Hello, Satish. This is Sylvia. I just want to go through my action item, which was to confirm that promotional materials are available, and they will be available at ICANN 57. The brochures will be in English and Hindi.
Thanks, Sylvia. The Hindi brochures are very welcome. The small point here is that the location we are going to be in Hyderabad is not so much of a Hindi-speaking area. In the north of India, we generally, most people speak Hindi. In the
south, where we are located, it's a bunch of other languages, but still the Hindi brochure is useful. Thanks for the work on that. I have a couple of action items of my own. The first was following up with Tijani and his team. I see that Maureen has actually started off on that. Maureen, would you like to tell us briefly what has happened on this item? Although it is my item, actually.
I didn't quite catch what you said, Satish. This is Maureen for the record. Are we talking about action item number two, or are we... No?
No, we are actually talking about liaising with Tijani on the capacity building session.
Right. Okay. Yes. Well, I have actually sort of like made contact with Tijani and Aziz just today, actually. But I know that Satish has actually been talking to Tijani about the capacity building and outreach program that they ran in Marrakesh. And Aziz sent me the program, which I sort of like thought would be a good starting point for us to actually have a look at what they did. And if we have any questions, Tijani and Aziz are willing to hold a Skype meeting or another Adobe conference to talk about some of the lessons learned, some issues that would be good for us to sort of like know about if we are planning a similar sort of program. But they're all those activities that are on the wiki space. There's quite a lot of information there at the moment, but I just thought it would be good to have everything there in the one space. It would be really good if you could have a look, because we're going to have to start organising our program, our capacity building program for our NGOs, and also something in relation to outreach. And I mean, I was actually just talking to members of the outreach and engagement, other co-chairs, and with regards to the fact that there's, we'll be doing some outreach. I'm not quite sure whether the ALAC is actually sort of like looking at some outreach as part of their thing. I'm sure they are. And then we've got Adam's Civil Society Group. We'll be having a meeting with them just a little bit down the track. So, you know, from my point of view, I'd really like to know what these people are doing, because I really don't think it's going to be very productive for us to be sort of reinventing the wheel and everybody doing the same sort of thing. We do need to coordinate what is going to be done. And it's sort of like, if there's something that we see is really important, we should, put it out there and let them know that that's something that we'd like to be doing as far as outreach for AP Rālo itself. And that will probably concern our ALSs and any NGOs. So I guess it's sort of like we'll need to know from Satish, how many ALSs. I know you said there were 15, Satish. I don't know if that was a sort of like a real number. But it would be good to know if, you know, we've been notified yet of how many people are actually going to be coming to these sessions. So have a look on the thing, because we're going to need to sort of like talk about a program and what's going to be doable within our own schedule in Hyderabad. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. I don't know if I am still very difficult to hear. I've asked Sylvia to give me a call out on my mobile. So I have a couple of observations on these points. First is that we could have a conversation with Tijani, maybe a call with Tijani to set up this session. We will have about 15 to 20, members of our community in Hyderabad, that's the count as of now, but it might increase. So we will have the minimum number required. So I think we can plan out a session with Tijani's group. So the first point I would like to say is that we should probably have a call in the next few days with Tijani and his team. One second.
I'm not sure if this is any better. Is this better now? Can you hear me better?
Worse. Yeah, definitely worse.
Okay. So the first point I just mentioned was that a call needs to be scheduled with Tijani. The next item regarding the outreach and engagement is that I see that Adam is on this call, and I had a mail from Adam that brings together several different people, including E.P. Relo, the ALAC Subcommittee on Outreach and Engagement, NCSG, NPOC, and NCUC. So this group is to discuss the outreach activities at Hyderabad, and the call has been scheduled for Monday, 26 September. So I think this would be a useful forum to discuss across different ICANN entities on a bunch of things we could do at Hyderabad. So Maureen and I are both on this call right now, and I don't know if this is a closed call. Adam, can you kind of talk to us about this particular call?
Hi, it's Adam for the record. I hope you can hear me. Yes, the call will be open. It will also have interpretation. We've tried to include Spanish and French. And it will be a usual open call that we hold every so often, civil society engagement activities. As you said, we'll have... the idea really, as you mentioned, is to coordinate what people are doing and as useful to try and invite each other to different events. As you need speakers and so on, then that would be a way of sort of making sure that different groups are represented. It's also an opportunity for us as staff, because the APAC team with hello?
We're still here.
Okay. It's also an opportunity for staff, for the APAC team is involved as well with Kelvin Wong, to share the work that we're doing in terms of outreach, because once we've made the contacts, very often we'll be wanting to pass those contacts on to you so that you can actually go forward and lead the ongoing outreach. And particularly we're focusing on, at the moment, or beginning to focus on universities. We've made contact with the Indian Institute of Technology, which is a very large and prestigious technology school in the Hyderabad area. We're in touch with the National Law University, where I'm sure many of you remember Vivek is a professor. Yeah. Vivek was an ALAC member some years ago. And we also have quite a number of volunteers who are graduates from there. And I have just got a delivery of something. Excuse me as I rush and get that. It's a scheduled delivery of... I'll be back. Amazon, I think.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh.
Thanks, Adam, for that update. I was wondering if some of us would like to join this call on Monday, especially if somebody from the staff side. It would help to perhaps coordinate among the different groups. So that has been a development as far as the liaison with other ICANN groups are concerned. So these are the updates from my side. Are there any other updates about the previous call's action items or comments?
Hi, Satish. Hi, this is Heidi.
Yeah, Heidi, please go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, hi. I'm Kelvin has his hand raised, and then I would like to say something as well, if that's okay. Sorry to interrupt, Holly.
Go ahead.
Hi, this is Kelvin. Can you hear me? Hi, I just wanted to follow up on what Adam mentioned, since he's with his package right now. Well, we have some plans to have the students of from these universities that Adam just mentioned to come to the ICANN meeting. And right now we are looking at having them come either for one day or a few days. This is still, we were thinking through this and with the help of some community partners to see if we can turn it into a full sort of a suite of sessions, of which then we can see if we can have our AP Relo leadership come in to talk to them for an hour perhaps and go through some or 30 minutes, whatever we can decide the time later, but to talk to them and about end user, about AP Relo activities, about even internet governance and anything that you think is necessary. And so that's how I think we can marry some of these initiatives together, and I'll be sure to keep AP Relo involved and in touch on some of these things that we are planning right now.
Thanks, Kelvin, for that update. And we are also
another national institution called the International Institute of Information Technology. And I had, in that mail, I had suggested that we could also talk to this group. In fact, the India School on Internet Governance is being hosted by this institution, and we have contacts there as well. So if required, we can talk to them as well. Over to Heidi now.
Yeah, thank you, Satish. Yes, it's always nice when staff seem to be coordinated. So yes, Adam and Kelvin and I have been speaking. Actually, it doesn't just happen. We were speaking in the past, and, you know, Satish, on your email and the last call where you were saying that you did have these contacts has brought this happening today. So one of the ideas is, as Kelvin mentioned, is to bring some of these academics to the forum rather than you going to them, given the logistics that would be involved. So one idea might, in addition, might be to have the Subcommittee on Outreach and Engagement as well as AP Relo do some sort of meeting session with these students as well, similar to what occurred in Marrakesh, but this time in the forum. And just, I know I might be jumping a little bit, but the other idea is another idea that Adam and I thought might work is that the showcase could have a little bit of networking with civil society in it. And I think that was discussed last time, and there was some interest in that. So we're here today to talk a little bit more about that when it is the right time. Thank you.
Right. Thanks, Heidi. We will discuss about the showcase and the agenda coming up. Ho has raised the hand. Please.
I have. I think I'm never going to get over being Ho. Yeah. Can we have a discussion on the budget? I mean, first of all, thanks to Gisela to putting the figures together. We've so far in hand, we've got $1,200 US. We need $9,590. Now that's, we did need a budget so we could go out and say to people we need this much money. I note this is really going to, it's only going to cover the actual cocktail reception, drink and food. It doesn't cover things like entertainment. We don't know if that's going to cost. And we did have some really cute little giveaway stuff at Singapore. I'm just wondering if we want something like that. I mean, you know, I've still got my nice cute little goat hanging up, but something and looking at the sorts of favors that we had, it won't be expensive. But I'm just wondering, now that we've got a ballpark figure, which is essentially we've got to get something like about $9,000, can we use this budget plus a bit to start to go out to get the money? And clearly it's got Asia, but it may be APNIC, it may be, you know, who else we can see. But I think we should probably go, now that we've got the budget, we should plan to finalize a budget, including any entertainment costs, including any little favor costs, and then start to get some sign-up. The other thing I wanted to mention is in terms of entertainment, what we did have some time ago after the traditional entertainment was, remember the jazz band? I bet they'd love to play if we could make a night of it. Just a suggestion. Thank you.
Thanks, Holly. I didn't actually know it was you. I thought it was some, someone else.
No. You needed to read the early one. I was answering a call and unfortunately hit the button to enter after only typing two letters.
Oops, sorry for that. Okay, so thanks for the budget. Now, we do have a problem with finding the sources for this. Kylie had given us informal feedback that we should not expect anything from ISC, basically because they are not participating in any large scale. They are just sending one person from ISC for this time's ICANN meeting. So they have kind of said that it's not possible for them to support. So we have our traditional partners, EPINIC, EPTLD.Asia, that we have to talk to. So Maureen, if I remember right, you were to talk to some of these people. Is there anything else we should be doing now for raising these funds?
Kidding.
This is Maureen for the record. Yes, I've actually, if anyone would like to go and have a look on the AP Rallo activities page, you'll see that I've actually sort of like very tentatively assigned people to different kinds of jobs. And and Holly, your name. It's really nice that you mentioned the sponsors, because that's who I thought you could actually work with, seeing as you know them all. But what you raise is really important. I mean, we do need to actually get out to our partners first off. And Kylie did mention that as Satish mentioned, the Internet Society of China is going to be looking after Kylie. So that's going to be an expense itself. I think that this is the sort of thing we've got to do, and it's, as we did for Beijing, we've just got to write down a whole list of things and look at some prices. And before we approach our partners, we really need to give them some idea of where we're, what it is that we're proposing to do and how we aim to do it and how they might be able to contribute. But as I said in something, an email or something, as long as they don't ask to give a speech, there must be some way that we can incorporate it. But I think, focusing on the networking is good. And if we could actually have, this is where Satish is sort of like contact. I'm sure you've got networks, Satish. But, have something that, just as we did in Beijing and Singapore, have something local, have some sort of like local entertainment. It doesn't have to be long, because we can only afford an hour. Gisela's sort of like budget sort of like was, for an hour. And I think that the hour starts after sort of like our formalities are all over and done with, and then we just go out and then, that's the hour start. Is that it, Gisela?
Maureen Gisela here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
Sorry. Thank you. What we usually do, because it's an hour of service, is if we do decide to have drinks when everyone arrives at the showcase, then we do 15 minutes of this, and then we have the speeches, etc., and then we continue the remaining 45 minutes at the end. So that's something that we look at closer to the time and just make sure that that is what we're able to do in India as well. But so far, we've never had an issue. Thank you.
Thank you,
Gisela.
I see that Satish here Sylvia has raised a question asking me is if there is any word from the Indian government for the funding of the ALSS. The Indian government appears to feel that they are spending enough on the ICANN meeting with the the lunch and all that. I think that lunch is welcome, especially it's a long meeting. So they are probably feeling that they have spent enough, and they're also funding the India School on Internet Governance, which is an associated program. So as of now, I am getting the feeling that I had sent a reminder last week, but there is no response. And it is possible that they may not be willing to fund anything more. So the two things that are pending are, one is the support for the ALS representatives to travel to Hyderabad, and the second was support to our showcase. So as of now, I'm not very sure of these two support from these two points from the government. So we might have to have a plan B. What if they are not going to fund these two? So as far as the showcase is concerned, we were anyway not depending too much on the government of India to fund it, and we were looking more towards our traditional partners. But for the ALSS, this will be a problem. Although out of the seven ALSS now, about five are already, they are coming anyway at their own cost. So actually there's only a, only two of them who have not yet confirmed. They also might confirm, it may not be, there's one ALS which seems to be dead. There is no response of any kind from them. Apart from that, the other six, I think, eventually will land up at Hyderabad, even if we are not able to find the funding. So this is the status of the funding from the Indian government. Are there any questions or comments?
Yes.
Right. So,
I have my hand up.
We will then. Sorry, I didn't see you. Sorry, Holly, please go ahead.
Yeah, just a couple of thoughts. First of all, I can remember when, way back when I was actually AP Rallo chair. And for one event, what we actually did was just literally a series of slides that showed all of just a slide with the name of the ALS and a picture of the chair of the ALS. And literally took about 2 or 3 minutes, but basically I would have said about two words saying, look, we are the most diverse group, and I'd like you all to meet these people, and these are people who will just stand up when their name's called. It took about 5 minutes. We had something from, at that stage it was Fondi, and we had something from Steve, just words. And that was the end of the entertainment, but people were so pleased because there were just drinks and food on the table, nobody cared. So in one sense, we didn't do entertainment, and we can manage around it. But I think we need an agenda, and we certainly need to get Yoram and Steve to open it. And I think we're probably, if we're going to do an agenda, we need to think about that fairly soon and write them letters. So I think between Gisela and Heidi, what next steps do we have to have? Because clearly we're going to be doing something, and Maureen's make sure that I've got to raise money so we can have some drinks. Thank you.
Thanks, Holly. I think that's a nice idea. The only issue that I see, which is not really an issue, is that we do not have a general assembly, and only a part of our ALSs are going to be there in Hyderabad. I think there will be about 15 to 20 ALSs represented, maybe 20 to 25 representatives. Do we then have it for all the ALSs, or only for the people who are physically present there in Hyderabad?
I physically had it for all of them, and just about everyone was there. So it became a kind of a, this is this is AP Rallo, and this is how big we are, and this is how many members we are. It's a way of showing off, really, and having at least a kind of an introduction before people started talking. It's also a way of just introducing ourselves. My other question, I think, is maybe to Heidi and or others, and to you as well. Do we have something, even a cute little giveaway, like an AP Rallo badge or something like that? Is there around something that we can just, everybody can get that is easy? Like the I've still got my AP Rallo badge. So something like that to give away?
Hi, Holly. This is Heidi, if I may.
So
this is Heidi. So I would first need to look if we have any leftover stock. And then secondly, I would ask Susie if she could just quote some, maybe about 250 or so of those buttons and see if we could cover those. No commitment, but I'm happy to take a look at that. I know that we have the brochures, we have the business cards. I wonder, Satish, is there something that is very typical of Diwali that you could perhaps give away?
That's what I'm thinking.
Right. Right. So yes, we should have some of these giveaways. In Singapore, we had a very pretty. The apart from the USB, we had also a red badge with some cloth stuff around it. But that is for I think for the ALSs. So are we planning something for the member ALSs who are going to be there, so as to distinguish them from the rest of the crowd? Or is it for everybody non-at large or non-AP Rallo kind of crowd as well?
Well, if there are enough badges, we could have everyone who belongs to an AP Rallo ALS have a badge, and that could be the distinguishing feature. And then Cheryl just has suggested, some little gift like Indian sweets or something that wouldn't be too expensive that people could have. People just like to walk away with something. It almost doesn't matter what it is. So a cute little thing of Indian sweets or something would be really cute. Okay. Whoops. Oh, dear. I'll cut that off.
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks, Holly. I think that's a good idea. Heidi, you have something to say? Your hand is raised.
Yes, thank you, Satish. So in terms of answering your question, Satish, on who to expect, I know that they are expecting quite a few locals in addition to the normal ICANN community, so I think that we should definitely expect some of them. But in addition, I would think definitely at-large people as well as the ICANN, the typical ICANN community, as well as those locals I was talking about. In terms of the suites, I know that Gisela has looked into that before, not necessarily here, but oftentimes in hotels, et cetera, there are concerns about people bringing in suites that are not provided by the hotel itself. So that's something that I would probably would need to look into.
Maybe the hotel could do it up for us.
Yeah, this is Heidi again. Yeah, Gisela, have you looked into what the menu is? Would some suites be available, Gisela?
Heidi, Gisela here. No, I don't have the menu through yet, but I can definitely see if suites are available. Let's not forget that we're actually in the conference center and not in a hotel in Hyderabad. So seeing we are in conference center, if we are bringing any external suites in, may be possible. I'd need 100% clearance from our meetings team, but I don't see it as being a problem. We're not in the hotel itself, and if it's just suites that we put in bowls or in little sachets or something for the AP Rallo showcase, could be problems.
That's a good idea. That's what Maureen is suggesting. We just have bowls of suites, and AP Rallo members can walk around and with little badges on, and just something like that. Doesn't cost much. Um, Gisela and Heidi, could you, between you, just check, and is that possible? Because that would sort of solve the problem of having something to give away without spending a lot of money. Okay.
Yeah, this is Heidi. I'm just actually looking at what kind of the Wally suites are available. I'm just going to give you an absolute... just take a look at this from Amazon. Sorry, the first thing that I Googled, and under Diwali.
Here we go.
So let's just take a look. And I'm absolutely not a local at all, but some of those might be possibilities. So Gisela perhaps can take a look or ask meeting staff if this is possible to do something like this.
That would be, for the next meeting, let's just have a little report on the suites or something like that, because I'm thinking that's a lot easier than anything else, I think. And I think the logistics of, I think Gisela's right, the logistics of having suites in the conference center, there may be some difficulties there we'll have to work through. Meanwhile, Maureen, do you have a list of what we did for Singapore and who we got money from, so I can actually start having a... I think the budget, looking at the budget, which is, you know, thank you, Gisela, for doing that, it looks as though we're looking at around... $10,000 that we have to raise. Do we have a list of who we got money from in the past so that I can start on that?
It's Maureen for the record. I don't have a list, but staff might have something.
This is Heidi again.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yes, we can look at who were sponsors in the past. I can ask Susie about that.
That's Holly again. Thanks, Heidi. That would be really helpful, because then we can, now that we've got a sort of a ballpark figure, this is what we need, then we can go cap in hand and say, could we please have X, and this is what we're going to do, and it's going to cover these things based on hotel costs, and we expect these number of people, and it's gone. Should we also promise, if somebody gives us money, that they're allowed to have exactly 30 seconds to say hello?
Yes, I think that is implied in most cases. Because we don't have any outsiders. We only have our own partners. We have had MOUs with all our partners. So that's fine.
Okay, and in the introduction, if you're introductions, you'd be introducing Joran, and you'd be introducing Steve, and clearly what you'd have to say as well, we could do a script as well, would be to say, and we, you know, please enjoy this. The food is as I can, but also with the very generous support of X and X and X, you know. And list the people, and if they're there, kind of make them wave or something,
right,
so that people are aware of who's giving money. Cyrenush, money first, 30-second speech comes. She's right,
yeah,
of course.
I think we will need a script, and I'll request others to help out in this script writing, just
yep.
so that we don't miss out anyone. Right. So are there any other general comments? Maureen, do you have any comments?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I was just going to say that Holly and I will probably work together on that, on the sponsorship thing. I think we did it in the past. But I also think that You know, like, I mean, I guess as Sirinish has done in the past, you know, that her speech always included thanks to the sponsors, and I think that as long as there's some acknowledgement, I don't think that, you know, we never really got people sort of like jumping up and saying, you know, I've got to have my, you know, I've got to have my 5 minutes worth. I think we'll, you know, as long as we've got a plan and you know, say, well, you know, we've only got 2 minutes for sponsorship things or something, and I don't think they'll take us up on it anyway. We just need that money.
You're right.
Right.
Edmund never does more than just wave his hand. I mean, he doesn't want to speak. So if we get people there and really all they're going to do is just wave and say, have a great time and lovely to see you, blah, blah, blah.
That's right. Just sort of saying, you know, Doc Asia, thank you, Edmund, and he'll just do a wave and everything. I think that acknowledgement sort of like, you know, I think they don't mind that.
Excellent. Okay. And Sylvia, thank you for the link to the outreach event thing in Singapore. That's good. Okay. Have we covered everything that we need to cover?
No, we are still, we have a couple of items left. We are running short of time, so I think we have covered everything up to 5. Next is tribal ambassadors from Maureen or staff. Maureen, would you like to start off?
Yeah, I'll just start off. Well, I mean, I have made contact with the two young ladies, and we've had a little chat. They're still very much involved with the difficulties that everybody else is experiencing with regards to the visa. Fortunately, that's not my domain. That's up to Glenn and Judith to help them sort through that. Yes, I'm just getting to know them, and we'll, you know, sort of like, I just need to know what we're doing and what sort of activities we're sort of like planning within the program, so we can talk about that and see how they're going to fit in on top of their fellows program. And I'll probably have to speak to someone in our midst who help me sort out some sort of program for us for them. Thank you.
Right.
Satish, Cheryl here.
Yep.
Hi, thanks. Seeing as I'm a long-standing card-carrying member of the civil society engagement group, I would like us to establish finally on this call now, would be good, thank you, before I leave, if we are going to have an activity that is a joint networking one. I think that's an excellent idea. I think I saw Maureen in support of that, but if we can make that official, then we can have an action item on Heidi and Adam to do whatever it is they need to do to hopefully look at sharing of some costs as well.
Absolutely. Thanks, Cheryl, for asking that to be formalized. So we will officially have the networking aspect built in into the agenda so that it's kind of highlighted. So Maureen says, yes, Maureen's also agreeing with that. So staff, please note that as an action point. Are there any other
Satish has disappeared.
Comments?
Yes, he has.
Oh, dear. The Cook Islands have better reception, mate.
This is a good day.
Yeah, must be.
Was he on the phone, Bridge? No.
I don't know. We've lost him.
okay. Where are we up to anyway? I think we've talked sponsorship.
Well, Tribal Ambassadors is the joint CSAP Rollo event, Heidi. Heidi, do you want to talk about it?
No, it's the action items.
We're looking at
this is Heidi. So I think we have an action item on the civil society, so that's great. Thank you very much. I think we were on the issue of the Naralo Tribal Ambassadors.
Okay.
We've just had
This is Maureen. This is your baby.
I've just talked about tribal ambassadors.
Yep.
You're not listening. You're not listening to me.
I'm sorry. We finished. That was fast.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Oh well look, we're like that. Sponsorship.
Okay.
I think
we've
done everything.
Item 7 is sponsorship. And I think we've done that.
And
then we've done promotional. I think we've done that too.
We've all got action items on us.
Yeah, right.
So when do we meet next? In two weeks or
Oh, there he is. Back.
We've finished everything.
Sorry, Dev. we have finished. So sorry for the interruption. So the promotional materials, I think we have already covered. So thanks very much. Are there any last comments?
Next call.
Right. So the next call, when is the next call? In 2 weeks' time?
I think that's done.
2 weeks.
Yeah, Cheryl says 2 weeks. So we will say 2 weeks. After that, maybe every week. So the next one will be in a couple of weeks' time. And
let's just see what has to be done.
So
that's the 23rd, isn't it?
Yes. 23rd
of September.
So is that okay?
Okay. That's fine.
So I think Gisela has her hand raised, and I just have one more point as well. I'll let Gisela go first.
Yeah, Gisela, please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Gisela here. Just noted that we need to have a call with Tijani. I was wondering what the time frame was on this and who would be joining, whether it was just the group that's on today and just adding Tijani to that, in which case I suggest probably in less than 2 weeks, early next week if possible, as we need to start moving forward with the capacity building sessions. And just as an update, as it stands now, we're working on the schedule for Hyderabad and still putting all the pieces of the puzzle together, but we've held the meeting starts on the Thursday, and Saturday, Sunday, Monday and Tuesday we're currently holding the lunch sessions for the AP Rala ALS capacity building sessions. Hopefully we'll be able to have a 4-hour. It depends on how the lunch will be served, as this is now sponsored by the Indian government. So we're working on that as well, but just not to forget that we've put the 4 slots in over the lunchtime, and we need to have the call with Tijani rather sooner than later to start working on the program and to see whether we're going to have any guests joining us for these sessions, etc. Thank you.
Thanks, Gisela. I have a scheduled travel next week, which is not yet confirmed, unfortunately. So can we decide early next week when the Tijani call can be held? I suggest it should be sometime next week itself, but I am not able to commit on an exact date right now, but I would be able to commit on Monday or Tuesday. If that's okay, we can plan for a meeting end of the week, next week.
Thank you, Satish. What I will do then is if I can send a doodle around for next Wednesday, Thursday or Friday to have a call, and if you can complete it as soon as you have your schedule.
Right, thanks. That'll be fine. Heidi?
Yes, thank you very much, Satish. I just wanted to confirm that, Maureen, I believe you'll be the one speaking on the Subcommittee on Outreach and Engagement, updating those members on the activities that are being planned by AP Rallo, including possible interaction with academics and you know, within the forum, and then also possible joint events with the civil society activities as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is on the regarding the call on 26th Monday.
Yes, I believe that's when it's scheduled.
Okay. So, any other comments? I see Maureen had her hand up, but now she's up. So, any other closing comments? I think we have completed the agenda items. Okay, hearing none, thank you very much for joining this call. The next call will be with Tijani sometime end of next week. And the next call for this particular agenda will be on 23rd as of now. So thanks again, and see you at the next call.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.